Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Alive in Him. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. The final verse of Charles Wesley's "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?" provides a fitting climax to what's gone before. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus, with all in him, is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who is he who condemns? Not Christ. It is Christ who died, yes, rather, who is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. We are now alive through Christ's work on the cross, with a standing beyond our comprehension. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. The song calls him our living head. Peter calls him a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. The same is made the head of the corner. In response to his love, we put off concerning the former way of living of the old man, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Dressed in his righteousness, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.